71. Jesse had called Rita after Harvey had informed him about his brief career at Cone Oaks, telling her that she needed to be at the ready if he could prove that the throw might very well be the property of the Pocantac Nation. "No one," Rita said, "is more at the ready for you than I."
"I meant going into legal battle," Jesse said.
"Well, I didn't," she said. She stepped to the microphone now as if she were the one being given an award, maybe as the most impressive woman on the North Shore. "My name is Rita Fiore, kids," she said. "As a way of introduction, I am a senior partner at the Boston law firm of Cone Oaks, which, for those of you not familiar with our work, is about as formidable as a SWAT team."
She nodded to her left, then to her right. She was wearing a short black dress and high heels. Her hair was even longer than he remembered. Her long legs were, as Jesse remembered, quite formidable themselves.
"Standing next to me," she continued, "is Mr. Terry Harvey of the Pocantac Tribal Nation, which once settled the land being discussed today. Mr. Thompson here is a tribal historic preservation officer. And the three of us are here to tell everybody in this gym and everybody who might be watching that no one is selling that land today or buying it because I was in court a little over an hour ago to get a temporary restraining order. And the reason I was able to get one is because Mr. Harvey is now in possession of certain precious tribal objects and remains that Mr. Thompson says prove that the land in question has really always belonged to the Pocantac people, and not the original robber baron in Mr. Lawton's family."
"You have no right," Mayor Gary Armstead yelled.
Even from this far away, Jesse thought Lawton's face had quickly turned the color of Rita's hair. Jesse couldn't understand what Singer and Barone were saying because they kept shouting over each other.
"And who are you, Sparky?" Rita said to Gary Armstead.
"I'm the mayor of this town," Gary Armstead said.
"Good for you," Rita said. "So you should know, Mr. Mayor, that the judge's exact words were that if anybody even thought about touching that land before he rules on a permanent injunction next week, that they might be sitting in a county jail until the 4th of July.
Jesse was staring at Lawton and Singer and Barone, whom he thought might have calcified now that they'd sat back down. Rita had their full attention now. She had everybody's attention. Generally, she got it just by walking into a room. Terry Harvey reached into the box and handed her a piece of paper, which Rita held up for the crowd to see.
"There are copies of the TRO in the lobby," she said. "I underlined the place where Judge Thompson said that based on the evidence we submitted to him this morning, the possibility of the plaintiff, Mr. Harvey, in this case, succeeding on the merits of his case, are overwhelming."
"It's not his land," Thomas Lawton said from the stage, standing and rousing himself all over again. "It's mine, goddammit!"
"Not," Rita said.
Jesse watched now as a side door up near the stage opened, and Crow came walking out carrying a long folding table that he set up in front of Rita and Terry Harvey and Jason Ahanuk Thompson, between them and the stage. Then Crow helped Harvey take things out of the box and lay them gently on top of the table, items that Ben Gage had unearthed at the throw across the last week of his life.
"What is that junk?" Ed Barone roared.
"Manners," Rita said,
as she turned the stand-up microphone back to Terry Harvey.
"The ones wrapped in leather are human remains that we will prove come from the Pocantac tribe," Terry Harvey said, almost reverently. "There is also wampum jewelry, a copper arm cuff, beaded jewelry, a couple of pottery items, as you can plainly see, with grains inside. Thanks to Ms. Fiore, more items are currently being unearthed from what was clearly a burial site for our people." Jesse hadn't noticed Gary Armistead's gavel before. He was banging it now and yelling for order,
though as far as Jesse could tell, the only one out of order in the moment was him. People had already begun to file up and inspect the items, Crow standing at a corner of the table with his arms crossed. Jesse had made his way up past the bleachers and was now standing at the foot of the stage, below Thomas Lawton and Billy Singer and Ed Barone. He noticed the two envelopes in front of Gary Armistead, next to his own microphone, still unopened.
"You did this," Lawton said when he noticed Jesse standing there.
"No," Jesse said. "The tree huggers did." Then he pointed an imaginary gun at him, and Singer, and Barone, with his fingers.
"Bang," Jesse said. "Now you're all dead."